Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for October 27. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, The Reckoning, Day 2, Apple Computer and Amazon. Well, we are in the middle of one of the most significant earnings seasons in a generation or more. We're seeing the full impact of this inflation tsunami in the quarterly earnings statements reported each day. High inflation is incredibly challenging for most of America's corporate managers. Most of today's executives have lived through a time when markets were expanding, and every quarter their reports focused on the sales side of the ledger. Reading through this quarter earnings reports is like reading a sales brochure. Each company I've reviewed has begun its presentation with how sales are expanding and market share is climbing. The marketing and salespeople are featured at the shareholders' meetings, and it's sales and marketing who go on those annual trips to the most delightful tropic paradises to celebrate yet another record-breaking sales year. It's been that way for quite a while now. But those times may be changing. The latest report by Microsoft shows new forces at work in the economy. In the future, it will be the operations side, not sales, that will make or break a company. Now, in any tech organization, cost management is the purview of operations, service, and production. While sales can enhance revenue, it's operations that control expenses. And with that in mind, let's take a quick look at the Microsoft earnings statement just released. As you'll see, it's a confirmed case of good news, bad news, some improvement, but some decline. The first thing that stands out is the nearly $5 billion gain in revenue. But a closer review shows that the engine of this revenue gain is due to service fees. In this case, the Microsoft Cloud provides the real impetus behind Microsoft's income this quarter. Product sales, the Microsoft PC, tangible software, CDs, and so on, actually declined this quarter. Product sales were down nearly $1 billion. So in conclusion, fee-based income has become Microsoft's number one revenue source. And I expect to see similar trends throughout the technology industry as the cloud becomes the ever more dominant back-office system for small businesses across the country. Now, at Microsoft and elsewhere, sales and marketing are in for a tough time. Product sales declined at the same time that sales and marketing expenses grew. That's never a good thing to see. And this trend is likely to continue. Costs of all kinds will likely grow and grow, especially personnel expense, salaries, insurance, and other expenses all bound to increase. However, I'm looking for a very soft holiday sales period ahead that combines with higher expenses to paint a pretty bleak picture. Overall, top-line revenue increased by nearly $5 billion for Microsoft for the quarter. But there's another side also to this story. Bottom line, net income was only up $1 billion. $5 billion top line, only $1 billion bottom. I'm disregarding the $4 billion increase in Microsoft taxes and only looking at income before tax and comparing apples to apples. Oops, sorry about that. So that means there was an overall increase in operating expense this quarter of $4 billion. Operating expenses will be the number one concern this quarter as we work through this heightened period of inflation. And controlling expenses, not enhancing income, will mean the difference between survival and bankruptcy for many companies. So here's today's moral. Take your eyes off the sales and income and pay particular attention to the expense side of the ledger. It's terrific to see sales expand, but only if the company can control expenses. In the case of Microsoft, I'm looking at the net income, not top-line revenue, as the objective measure of how this company is performing. Now, this afternoon, the final two of the Big Five tech companies will report their results. It's Apple Computer and Amazon. Now, Apple has the more challenging course ahead, as trouble with sourcing components and a lockdown of their iPhone plant may cause some delivery issues for Apple. But we are likely to see softening sales for both companies. Overall, customers feel the full impact of this rising cost of living, and this will cause them to cut back on year-end spending. It will lead to possible sales declines for Apple and fewer deliveries for Amazon. But both companies will be just fine if they control their expenses. Cost control will be incredibly challenging for Amazon with higher fuel and transportation costs ahead. It is early in this inflation cycle, but I remember the last time inflation hit back in the early 1980s. I worked for a major financial services company when they reported an abysmal quarter results. Like many companies, they had allowed their expenses to climb too high. The next thing I knew, the board of directors appointed the chief financial officer as president. At least he can get expenses under control, was their thinking. And who better to get costs under control than the company's own accountant? In times like this, the quicker companies adopt that approach, the better.
Well, for the first time in three quarters, the American economy recorded positive growth, GDP up 2.6%, exceeding Wall Street's estimate by 0.2%. This is very positive news indeed. Combined with the GDP price indicator, this is a real indication that the economy is improving. GDP inflation came in a full 5% below last quarter's level, a sign that inflation may be cooling. This puts the Federal Reserve in an interesting position. The Fed meets next Wednesday to set the new interest rates. Many on Wall Street are thinking that the Fed can dial back on its rate hikes, perhaps raising rates only by 0.5% rather than the 0.75% we saw last month. This is no doubt the reason we've seen bonds rallying for the past 2 days. Good news all around, and better than expected economic growth, lower than expected inflation. It doesn't get much better than that. Now let's see if we can get some good news follow-through when Apple Computer and Amazon report their results later this afternoon. And that's Value Side for Thursday, October 27. For all of our articles, complete with charts and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.